The views and opinions expressed by any hosts or guests of WJMS Radio do not reflect the beliefs of its owners or associates. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to WJMS Radio or the show hosts whose words, advice, and or opinions appear from or on our website or on air.
This is Bless Watson, and thank you so much for coming and, you know, taking the time to speak with me today. I'm really excited. You're also my first interview, so this is a really big deal for me.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So just kind of dive in real quick. Can you just kind of give us like a background of your story, who you are, where you're from?
My name is Bless Watson, B-L-E-S-S space W-A-T-S-O-N. I'm from Philadelphia, North Philly, area. I've been doing music for about 10 years of my life now. I've been rapping for 10 years. I started in a church with a couple of my friends. And then a couple of years later, I worked so hard that I got better than them. And I moved up and I took it on professionally. So I do music as frequently now with my cohorts and my peers as well. And I just moved on. You know, I just moved up the ladder.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's great. And then would you say, you know, being from Philadelphia, you know, every single city and parts of the country have kind of their own style music wise. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that Philly has its own, you know, style of rap? And do you think that you kind of took that on as well?
Yes. Philly's home of the hardest spitters ever that I know of, you know. And
yeah.
I'm just trying to keep that bar going, you know. I'm just trying to keep that level of intensity and bars, like, you know, high.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, you know, this, you probably get this all the time, but obviously Meek Mill is crazy good rapper from Philadelphia. Do you think that, you know, do you look up to him? Do you kind of try to copy his type of flow, but you know, maybe.
I feel like. My style, I'm gonna surpass everybody, you know, from Philly, and I'm working to do that, you know. With my different music and my style of rap, I'm just trying to take over, you know, and be better and like be way better, and just pass people, you know, down the ladder, cause I wanna be one of the greats. Mm-hmm. I wanna be considered as one of the greats.
Absolutely, of course. And you know, you should be looking at your career that way, because if you're not, well, that's a problem.
Right.
So then who did kind of have a huge influence, you know, over your music taste since the way that you do music now? Is there somebody that when you were younger, you know,
Chris Brown?
Yeah.
that's my guy.
Chris, yeah,
Brown. Chris Brown, Lupe, Fiasco. Mm-hmm.
Chicago.
J. Cole and Kendrick.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, who's on your playlist now? You know, who have you been really into lately?
Eric Ballinger.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Ballinger, you got Chris Brown, usually. L.A., Summer Walker.
Oh, yeah. I love her new album.
Yeah, I love her new album too. It's dope. It's really, awesome. Really a classic album that she really put a lot of work into.
Yeah. So as you were saying before, you kind of were saying how you want to surpass other artists now. And, you know, I was wondering what makes you different from other artists right now?
What makes me different is my style. My style of music is very different from everybody else. I want to touch the masses. I don't want to just touch the people on the corner. I want to touch everybody, the people in churches, the people in synagogues, the people in, like all the people all over the world. Like, people know, my example was from a guy that I got in over with. People know Michael Jackson. Most might not know his name, but you know his song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I got from one of my Uber drivers that's from Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And he said since they might not know his name, but they know his song.
Mm-hmm.
And they can repeat every word. That was one thing that stood out to me. You know, a song is more powerful than anything. Any know your name. Music has no language. It's only a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel. That's how I feel with my music. I just want to make people understand my vibe and my taste.
Mm-hmm. And then you said earlier, you know, you want to reach people in churches, synagogues. Would you say that earlier in life when you spent your time in church and all that, that really sparked your interest in music?
I don't think it's where I found my love for music, but it's where, you know, I started really developing and trying to take it serious.
Mm-hmm.
When I really wanted to take it serious, it started from church.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Did you sing in church at all, or you just?
I did. I did. I used to sing on the choir.
Oh, it's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I know that you have an EP out now. Mm-hmm.
Called Elevated Music.
Elevated Music, yes. How would you compare it to your past EPs before? Do you feel like you've kind of evolved as an artist over the past couple of years? I know that I think the last one before that you let out was in 2017. Am I right?
Yeah. Bless Mix 1.
Yes.
So Bless Mix 1 is my mixtape. I'm working on another mixtape and an album now as well. So Bless Mix 1 was my introduction to the world to get to know me, and then Elevated Music was just the icing on the cake for everybody to understand, like, I'm about to take over this music industry. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna do it without cursing, and I'm gonna give you some hot songs as well, and hot visuals that go along with the music, so y'all can enjoy the vibe as well as see the content.
Mm-hmm. I like how you said you want to produce this music and give it to the world without having to use swearing and provocative language, because I feel like a lot of the times, if you've noticed, like, most of the popular music nowadays is about a lot of negative things. So I think that's really great that you're trying to give a more positive vibe through your music.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course. And so then, what is do you write your own music, obviously. What is your ideal environment to write music in? And then do you usually write it ahead of time, or are you more of like a freestyler? What's your writing style?
My process is I usually just take a beat and try to dissect it, like where would the chorus be, where would the first verse be, where would the second verse be, and try to come up with topics that people go through every day, so it's more relatable, and the topics that I go through as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
like going from my past and just trying to, like, catch a vibe and understand a vibe,
mm-hmm.
to relate through the whole song. You know, try to use reasonable topics.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So what do you usually find yourself gravitating towards when you write your music?
More like fun beats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really fun beats that have, like, that I love you and are really fat, or like on a nice tempo,
mm-hmm.
like a really solid, steady tempo.
Mm-hmm. Then do you do a lot of collaborations with other Philly artists, or have you kind of reached out to even people from other cities and across the country to collaborate with you?
I reach out to a lot of people to collaborate. Most of them are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna do one big feature with an artist named DeTronata from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
She's a really dope artist. I got to spend that bag to get her, though. but that's
might be worth it, though.
It'll be worth it. That's the one artist I really want to work with out of Baltimore, for real. And it's another artist, Per Se Dollar, from Atlanta, Georgia. He's a really dope artist, as well as Not Rec. YB Not Rec. He's from West Philly, but he lives in Atlanta now. So.
And how do you do you reach out to people, like, do you DM them on Instagram, or, like, do you have a network of people that, you know, you use to kind of reach out to other artists because you know them through mutual friends, or how does that usually work for you?
Usually I contact the artist either if I know them. Mm-hmm. Usually I might know them. So mm-hmm. I'll call them, like, on my phone personally. And usually it's never a problem to get a verse done. To get a free verse done and to work with artists. I work with YB Nyrek a lot. I work with The Anomaly. I work with Tommy Flame, Anissa PBS on Instagram. I work with a lot of people.
That's good. That's awesome. If you could collaborate with three artists that are alive, then who would they be and why?
Chris Brown, D. Tornada, and Eric Bellinger.
Very cool. Very cool. And so then also, I noticed that in your bio on your SoundCloud, it says that you auditioned for The Voice. I'm super curious to hear about that whole process and how that was for you. Could you kind of just touch base on that a little bit?
I did. I went to The Voice, and I think it was like 2017. Mm-hmm. And I did it in New York. And I waited in line for like 3-4 hours.
Wow.
I went into the building for like another hour. But when I got to the room, the producer was in the room. He was in the front. It was everybody sitting in the corners of the room. Uh-huh. Like the chairs were like all the way around in like an L shape, and everybody had a seat. So, but they didn't break it up into sections. So they had the teenagers and they had the adults. You know, the adults are going to be way better than the teenagers because right. they have longer practices and stuff. So they didn't separate it. So for me being in my block, I was like the best. I was the best one in my group out of the males and the females in my group. So, and then the adults, you know, they blew us out of the water. It was kind of crazy. It was a guy's name is Anthony. He was like really, really good, like very, very good. And he got a callback, but he didn't make the show.
Mm. So I don't really usually watch The Voice. Is it they? Do they take rappers as well as singers? Because I wasn't sure if it was like everyone auditioning in your section was just rapping, or were there people that were also singing?
They were all singing. I didn't even rap.
Oh, you sang?
Yeah, I sang.
Oh. Okay, that's really cool. So you also sing, you don't not just rap, it's also singing.
Yeah, I sing, rap, dance, act, and model.
Very cool. You can do it all.
Yeah, I try. You know, you can't just do one thing. You got to do a lot of different things to prosper in this industry.
Yeah, you got to, you know, stand out.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to do with all the things that I do.
Great. And then, what's coming up on the horizon for you? Are you doing any shows in the near future, appearances? I know you said you have an album in the works, but what's going on?
just got confirmation that I'm opening for AO215. Uh-huh. I'm just waiting on the date for that. I'm opening for him. He's an artist on the Rock Nation's label, so it's Jay-Z's label. Awesome. And I just got confirmation for it.
Is that show in Philly or is it in New York or where is that?
That show's in Philly. It's at a school. So
cool.
That's a good thing. I got that coming up. I also have I'm working on a school tour right now. And I'm working on different schools to do. So I'm building up a presentation in Philadelphia schools. So we're gonna just shop it around.
Yeah.
As well. So once I get the visuals and all that, it'll go online and we'll be shopping around the different schools to see if they would like us to come to their school.
Mm-hmm.
And do it.
Like universities or high schools or?
We want to do high schools, we want to do colleges, and we want to do middle schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a vibe for each and every different school. So. We definitely want to try to broaden our horizons.
Absolutely. It's a great idea. Well, if you're ever in the Midwest, come to University of Iowa.
Hey, I'm listen, they gotta put me on the board. If they put me on the board and the bag is right, we definitely coming.
For sure. Let's set that up. That would be great.
Listen, we traveling, so you know, I got my team together, so whenever.
Yeah,
I can do an hour, 30-minute show. I'm always ready. I'm always down.
Perfect. Sounds good to me.
Appreciate it.
Could you just kind of, you know, give out some dates that you think your album is going to be released, just so we all have a heads up of when we should be expecting all this new content from you?
My album, Bless Mix 2 Femi Beats, I'm aiming for the end of December. And beginning of January. I know I keep pushing the date back, but end of December, January. I'm still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And my album, I'm aiming for June, July.
Okay.
Around that point in time. Probably my birthday, which is The Graduate. It's called The Graduate. So mm-hmm. I'm coming out with that. Both of them will have 8 songs on them.
Okay.
Content for The Graduate will be my life during graduation, in school, and now out of school. And then Feed Me Beats, I'm just coming at every beat, and I'm just remixing and smashing them. So you're gonna get a little taste of Reckless, and then you're gonna get a stable taste of my positive graduation and moving through life, you know. So that's what you're gonna get. Around June, July will be my album, The Graduate. And December, January will be my mixtape.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. Everyone has to, you know, keep an eye out for Bless Watson. He's got some really great stuff coming up in the horizon. Bless, thank you so much for, you know, taking the time to speak with me. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, anytime.
Thank you. All righty.
Yo, what's up? This is Bless Watson, and y'all about to hear my new single, Guerrilla Warfare. Check it out.
Chamber, flow optimistic, lost and no savior. You think you really than me? Well, I keep gorillas with me. Say that. You think you really than me? Well, I keep gorillas with me. Say that. You think you really than me? Well, I keep gorillas with me. Say that. You think you really than me? Well, I keep gorillas. You think you really than me? Well, I keep gorillas with me. Say that. You think you really than me? Well, I keep gorillas with me. Say that. You think you really than me? Well, I keep gorillas with me. Say that. You think you really than me? Well, I keep gorillas. Yeah. I'm about to really change the game, son. Yeah. This elevator hit the top floor. Yeah. Don't know what to expect now. I'm about to start going crazy. These people gonna want more.
Yo, what's up? This is Bless Watson, and y'all about to hear my popping new single, No Smiles.
Yo, man,
raging water from this faucet, man, I'm dripping harder. I miss Miami this shit, but I'm coming back stronger. It's time to wild out on them. I gotta flex the budget. I kept the hustle going, gave my brother 1800. See, that's no money, these people be trying to break you. Finalize the deal, but these labels give you no mention. My bars are shining light on the facts that I'm diving deeper, cause this music's gonna rock with these people, and that's the mission. I ain't never shed no tears, then no fake loving, that's a fact. I've been tripping on my thoughts, I gotta bite and reel it back. Had an ace up my sleeve, now I'm smoking with the best. Driving down on the boulevard, headed to spend a check ill. I need to be in the studio, feeling's difficult. I got too much on my mind, it's time to spill it out. I work too hard to be defeated, now I'm taking arms. I take this shot before I rock, see what this issue cause. Are you ever happy? Why you looking at me like I'm a failure? Are you ever happy? Answer this question, cause I can never tell. No smiles. Are you ever happy? Stop pretending it's not a fairy tale. Are you ever happy? Picture you smiling, but I can never tell. No smiles. Are you ever happy? Why you looking at me like I'm a failure? Are you ever happy? Answer this question, cause I can never tell. No smiles. Are you ever happy? Stop pretending it's not a fairy tale. Are you ever happy? Picture you smiling, but I can never tell. Questions turn to answers, but answers go back to questions. I've been debating this time, but the purgatory's a sentence. Feeling like I'm locked in a jail cell, not progressing with these shackles on me 24/7. It's not a playground. Writing open letters to people, my life story, but I'm closing different chapters. The water keeps running dry. I smoke a L deli just to get some inspiration, cause my life keeps moving forward. I'm binding with mob ties. Shake it off, roller coaster riding, but I'm standing tall. Put my soul into this music, bet your drive will lead you wrong. Philly got me circling this bubble, no collabs are done. The hustle dives deep and nobody's diving for that. Damn, I thought if you throw it past, then you go for it. If you hungry, you gotta work to eat. If you get a deal, just get out the hood. Take your family and live your life in peace. No smiles. Are you ever happy? Why you looking at me like I'm a failure? Are you ever happy? Answer this question, cause I can never tell. No smiles. Are you ever happy? Stop pretending it's not a fairy tale. Are you ever happy? Picture you smiling, but I can never tell. No smiles. Are you ever happy? Why you looking at me like I'm a failure? Are you ever happy? Answer this question, cause I can never tell. No smiles. Are you ever happy? Stop pretending it's not a fairy tale. Are you ever happy? Picture you smiling, but I can never tell. No smiles.
Thanks for listening. Tune in 24/7 at WJMSradio.com.